Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Continue to celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Sarah Heiner's our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Sarah's website is bottomlineinc.com. That's where you can find the Bottom Line personal twice monthly publication, which they'll send you. And I encourage you to do that. You'll thank me later for subscribing. Sarah, thanks again for that and for all that you guys do and for fighting the fight out there for small publishers. I'm not a periodical. Well, I guess I have my e-zine, but it's electronic. The only physical thing I publish are books. And so for all of us throwbacks, we thank you for the way you guys are doing such a great job and making it look so good while you're doing it.
Well, thank you for letting me share it with your listeners. But you didn't let me say a testimonial for you. I want to be on your little testimonial.
I know.
Audio testimonial.
Well, you didn't get the email? We had all that?
Huh.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
No.
Because we're still working on something. I'll send one to you. So, okay. Did you get everything off your chest on the old fart thing?
No, I could go on forever about the old farts and how we all, it all starts with ourselves, right? It all starts with what we do to ourselves, where we shoot ourselves in the foot.
Think people over the last 10 years, people sort of devalued themselves because they were having a hard time? There's a lot of people got laid off and never got hired back. Do you think that contribute?
I think it's bigger than that. Here's my personal philosophy on the world. I think that people in general have more power over their lives than they give themselves credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And we've learned to live our lives as victims. And that because part of it is they don't know what to do. So they feel a little helpless. They want to mm-hmm. make a difference. They want to feel better. And then they have a healthcare system that's in their way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They just don't know what to do or where to go, which is where Bottom Line tries to give them solutions and guidance and questions for them to ask so that they can be in control of their lives.
Do you think being an employee for decades contributes to that? And if that's the case, is the opposite of that being part of the gig economy where you sort of live by your wits, more like a small business owner? Do you think that could portend a better for the future?
Well, I think in general people are happier and do better when they feel like they've got more control. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there have been a lot of studies about that
yeah.
where employees, people feel more depressed or have all sorts of issues when they have no control. It's a simple thing of control. I actually listened to something years ago, a child rearing series, that they made the most fascinating statement, which was that suicide is connected to people who just don't have problem-solving skills. That they in depression, that they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So since they don't know what to do, they take their most desperate way out.
Yeah.
Because they literally can't solve their problems. So when you have control in your jobs, what are the most satisfied people in their jobs, even low level, right? If you have some control, if you can speak up, we've always had a very open environment. We had a Kaizen, a continuous improvement program for many years,
mm-hmm.
where everyone at every level was encouraged to provide suggestions. We called it iPower, and that gave everybody a voice, and they didn't feel like they were stuck in their cube, beating their head against the wall, why should I even try? Because helplessness leads to hopelessness.
Well, I'll tell you something else that I think that people, if they do what you're talking about, they'll find that they'll not only gain control, but they'll start feeling successful. For their own account, and that's huge, Sarah. When you're
Without
successful
doubt.
For your own account, that I can't stress how powerful that is.
Yes, but you have to have the business owners have to have an environment that allows that.
Yeah,
they have to have a place where people feel like they can speak up, mm-hmm. or that they can, simplest silly little thing. So what do they need to do to improve their work mm-hmm. environment or their workflow?
Well, this is where the employer help finds out what you want to accomplish with your life, and helps you do that while you're working for them.
Yeah, I mean, the employers need to understand that it's not just about, you know, beating people into submission to produce on their, you know, produce their tasks. It's helping to uncover what they can, what they have inside of them to be able to produce, right? So that you want to give them a fertile environment.
It's going to be interesting to see, Sarah, what corporate America, what business is going to be like going forward if we lose a lot of the institutional knowledge and wisdom that you're concerned about, and as I am. I need your website quickly, please.
Well, bottomlineinc.com, and let's keep that institutional knowledge going.
Let's keep it. And your website, I mean, your blog's right there on the website, right?
Common Threads is my blog.
Common Threads. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.